everybody. Welcome to MacGyveCast episode, I have no idea.
108.
For season 6, episode 4.
Yes, which is called 20 Questions, or as I would call it, The Bling Ring.
Or as I would call it, Blossom's So Excited.
Yes, so this aired 8th of October, 1990.
Okay.
So, yeah, that will explain some of the horrendous fashion.
Yeah.
MacGyver's kind of dressed like he's in a smooth jam boy band.
A fake Tommy Hahn shirt.
Well, no, it's more like oversized, baggy, thick cotton sweatshirt-like material, big baggy jeans, big pants. Like he's in a Color Me Bad video.
Yeah, but no undershirt. It's the marijuana-induced gynecomastia era of MacGyver.
Yeah. So the summary is MacGyver's young friend Lisa, that's Blossom, has a problem with alcohol. She gets arrested for being involved in several burglaries. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a final appearance of Maya Bialik on the show.
Yes. And, yeah, it's just some...
Are you drinking out of a canteen?
No, it was pouring glass water.
Out of a canteen?
No, out of a little pitcher.
All right.
So, we enter on people having a drinking party in a house they clearly don't know. How old are these people supposed to be playing? Because some of the male actors are in their 30s.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that threw me immediately. I'm like, who's that voice? Whose voice is that? I'm like, oh my God, it's Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat the movie and Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yes, and pretty much nothing else.
Nicholas Lea? No, I don't know. That's the guy from X-Files, I think. I can't think of this guy's name. But yeah, it's the whole time I'm like, ah, shit. Johnny Cage is kind of a rapist.
Yeah, yet they're hanging out with Lisa, Blossom, who is an actual teenager and is dressed like a 1990s teen, i.e. like Blossom.
But I feel like she's like 12 and she's playing a ninth grader, which when I went to school, ninth graders were like 14, 15.
Yeah. It seems they're running a little bling ring. Blossom is dead to the world on a teeny tiny little Chesterfield in another room where she's sleeping it off.
And the maid shows up, but it's a white lady dressed in 80s garb. So it's like, how do you think, why do you think that's the maid? It's like, that looks like her, like it could be anybody. It could be the homeowner. Why do you think maid? It felt really fake to me.
Well, they know it has to be the maid because they know the owners are out of town.
Yeah, I guess, but it's, I don't know. Maybe in Canada you have blonde Swedish maids.
No. The maid comes home, so a 30-year-old teenager goes upstairs to actually start robbing the place. I say cut your losses, Gramps, just run. A female friend can't get Blossom to get up and leave, so she goes back to bed.
Yeah, she gets up, she's like, what's going on? And then she goes immediately back to sleep on the shitty couch. It's broad daylight, she's fully clothed. And then... Yes. What struck me weird about this is when Johnny Cage pushes the maid down the stairs.
Well, yes. So the maid catches 30-year-old teen and gets kicked down the stairs to her death. Remember the 80s? Yeah, that's when maids spoke English and were white.
Yeah. But when he looks at her as she falls down and presumably breaks her neck, which she didn't, he does this weird thing where he's like, oh, I guess I'm a murderer now. But he doesn't say it, but he just says it. He's like, oh, wow, like you're a really bad actor, but you did just convey what you were trying to convey.
Yes, and then we cut to Jackson Davies, perpetual police actor. This is his first of three as the same character. Previously, he's played two other characters, including the priest in that magical episode.
Yes, I was going to say, it's the magical priest fruit.
Yes. Blossom wasn't saying who she was. She was only asking for MacGyver.
Detective by day, priest by night.
Yes.
Some of the little boys are out.
Yes. She's saying she snuck in and was tired, so went to sleep. She wasn't drunk. She just ate a bunch of liquor chocolates.
Is that why the booze on your breath? I just had those little cordials, you know, filled with the liqueurs. That's why you smell my breath. I've never lied to you, MacGyver, right, MacGyver? Now you did, bitch.
And then we cut to the apartment from the 90s. Apparently, 30-year-old teen was kicked out of Stanford. Oh, just a sec. I'm back. Sorry, I had to buy a new phone.
No worries.
And this one does not turn off.
I was worried I had a faggy emergency. So resume, and this is all exposition at this point. In the apartment, as the chubby friend pretends to look at a camera, the other friend does something else. Like, it's bad acting up a storm. It's like, you guys don't even know your spatial
relations. It's bad Canadian acting.
Exactly. They're prepared. Yes. They're prepared, but they're prepared for like stage almost or something. They're not prepared to being on camera acting. So there's a lot of like him like going backwards in frame and stuff. And it's like you don't really see that in shows. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look filmic.
Yes. So he was kicked out of Stanford for not going.
Hey, man, Dad just paid the bills, man.
Yes, and Dad is apparently Great White Hunter, and this is him using his brains for evil.
Though. Everybody gets quiet. They're like, oh, shit, he's freaking out about his dad. And then,
ha ha ha, he's running a safari travel company that also has a hunting range, or a shooting range.
And you'd have to go to class to get kicked out.
Yes. And it would seem that Holly is going to school with Lisa. So is she supposed to be a teacher, I'm wondering, at this point?
She's the head cheerleader, MacGyver. All right.
We find that out later. But when MacGyver's easily 10 years older than Blossom.
I know. But when they go back to school and she runs into her and she says she's been questioned by the police, MacGyver immediately shows up there. And then MacGyver's like, that's supposed to mean something to me? Yeah. I'm like the only ninth grader she talks to.
Yes. So, God, I have lost my place. So, yes, a safari travel company that is also a hunting club and shooting range.
Yeah, that was crazy, a thing. Yeah, it's insane.
And then we later find out it's the only travel agency in town.
Yeah, and then also, what's weird is that the first opening shot when they're in the house, they're talking about, like, snow-covered Alps. It's like, is that cocaine talk?
I'm not sure.
It's like, they're not, like, talking about the Alps. They don't have any interest in going to the Alps.
So the shitty truck delivers Blossom to the house they used for her house last year.
Yeah.
And they still had the same father, so that's a +2 for continuity.
Yep, is the same mother or different actress mother?
I don't remember. I think it's different mother and different maid.
And is it supposed to be a different mother because he married up or down? Or is it just supposed to be, who cares?
No, this is the mother that's upset saying that how dare you suggest that there's an alcohol gene? That means I have an alcohol gene.
There is a weird thing about mother matriarchs in shows. Family Matters replaced the mom the second to last season or the last season or two. And then Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did it. Maybe Black shows. Maybe it's something about them.
Yeah.
I love their mama's lax, dude.
Yeah. So Blossom lets out that she was busted, found inside a sleepwear robbery, and a maid was assaulted. I think they mean killed.
Yeah, no, it comes up later again.
I know. We find out later that she's in intensive
care. Hey, MacGyver, she was on this heist, and she better come out of the ICU for her sake, if you know what I'm saying. Charged with murder.
Yeah, the parents let on that Lisa is failing out and skipping school.
Two D's and an F, MacGyver. Lisa? Yeah, Lisa?
She then goes into the kitchen and pours herself a lowball of, let's say, scotch.
Yeah, some Macallan or something.
Yes, out of a decanter, of course.
Of course.
Because this is the classy 80s.
Yeah, 90s now. So there's a transition. The booze was bought in the 80s, and the decanter was from the 80s, or maybe in the 70s. But she's consuming it in the 90s.
Yes. So at the crime scene, now with MacGyver, Blossom's alibi is getting shot down.
Yep.
And then here's where we start, the kids drinking PSA.
Oh, yeah. Here, fill this out. This is 20 questions.
Oh, no, that's coming up later. But we get...
Oh, yeah, this is great. Did you ever let loose MacGyver? Did you ever have fun? Yeah, I did once.
No, this is between the cop and MacGyver.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so that's where we get the adult PSA about teen drinking.
Oh, yeah.
We also find out the maid is in intensive care.
Yeah, that's part where he goes, you better hope she gets out of it. And then before this, I think we skipped over, is the part where MacGyver and her sit down, and she asks MacGyver, don't you ever have fun? Did you ever let loose? He's like, yeah, I did once. And I tried to tell myself it tasted great. And then my best friend, he really liked it. And ended our friendship.
Yeah, and then 5 years later, he kills himself cripples his girlfriend.
It ended our friendship. And she goes, why? Because you're too good for him? He's like, no. He wrapped his car around a tree, and his girlfriend's a paraplegic. And he's dead.
Yes.
And then she gives her a test, 20 questions about
to get honest. That's still coming later.
That's before they do the speech with the parents, though, and he tells the parents there's a gene.
Yes, but that's coming up still.
Okay.
So we cut to MacGyver picking up Blossom at school in the shitty truck.
Yeah.
Lisa and Holly interact. Uh-huh. Holly looks 10 years older.
Uh-huh. Head cheerleader.
Yes. They are also calling that previous house a beach house, which it was not.
Yeah, it didn't feel beachy.
Yeah, Holly is identified as a senior, so that means she's supposed to be like 17, uh-huh. And is the head cheerleader.
She's like Blossom, my best friend.
Blossom's in ninth grade. Huh. Okay, maybe that works, but I'm still not sure why they're hanging out with 30-year-olds.
And she's pretty loose with that best friend designation coming up. You'll see.
Yes. Mac lays on the guilt. She got drunk at a beach party and found an open window to go in and sleep.
Listen, me and my parents haven't been doing good, all right?
Yes. This is where we hear that Mac got hammered when he was 11, and 5 years later, Freddie was dead and crippled, and crippled his girlfriend. Subtle.
Yeah, that's great.
Blossom was just doing what every other teen has done. So it's off to
Even
the Challengers Club.
You got looted.
To take the 20 questions for adolescents, obviously about teen drinking.
Yeah, this is about getting honest, all right, Lisa?
Yeah, the questions start hitting home on the third question when she starts lying. And yes, so Mac then tells her father that she's been drinking, but that's impossible. They would have noticed. And Mac says, the signs are mood changes, sleeping, skipping school, and bad grades.
I just thought she was on a period.
Either you're stupid, a teenager, or are drinking. Yes. Now we get some after-school special-level acting between Mom, Dad, and Blossom. Blossom has been caught with the photostat copies of Mom's signature on credit card slips. Could you be more 80s than that? Yes. Mac wonders why no one is listening to him. Blossom hates MacGyver. You can abuse alcohol without being an alcoholic.
Guys, your family, I feel it breaking down.
Which some people might think is due to a defective gene, which gets Mom to react, and then everyone gets mad, and they all hate MacGyver and kick him out.
How dare you? No, it's all right, guys. No, get out of my house, MacGyver. I never want to see you again. Thanks for saving my daughter.
Yes, and Safari Bro, we cut to Safari Bro doing some tinkering on a computer. It looks like he's planning a trip.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yes, L.A. to London to Congo to London to L.A. on Global Airlines for Mr. and Mrs. D. Sanford.
And he makes sure to lock his screen before he leaves because, you know, the actor in real life is like, I know about computers.
Yes, but nope, he's just using airline info to find people to rob.
Much like my coworkers, what?
And then Brett picks up Blossom with Lisa in his convertible Saab.
Yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
It's not a Mustang, but it's close. Not really.
Yes. They're going to the beach! Exclamation. So Mac is now narking Lisa out to the cop.
Yep.
It turns out that all the victims have been on vacation.
Yeah, we got a common thread. And then we cut back to the beach. And then
a very rainy, wintry Vancouver beach, which is odd considering they must have filmed this in August.
And Blossom's wearing full jean jacket and fully made up. And it's like, this is kind of inappropriate how made up and like you're supposed to be like slutty, I guess, or they're trying to paint you as.
Lisa is drunk.
She's very pretty. I mean, it just seems inappropriate. And then they go, hold on, guys. He's like, truth serum.
Oh, sorry. They're going to get Lisa drunk.
Truth serum.
Apparently it's strong beer. And get her to open up.
She loves the stuff. She can't resist it. And then she's like,
they peer pressure her into drinking.
Sorry, guys. Not this time. Why? Your parents? No. MacGyver. Who is he to you? Like my best friend. Hey, wait a minute. I thought she was your best friend. You slut friend.
So meanwhile, Mac is looking over some pink slips of paper and finds a common denominator. The Safari Gun and Travel Club. Yep. The only travel agent in town. And dun-dun-dun, the maid just died.
It's so weird. I don't know if the directing or if they use a new kind of video camera, but it feels so much shittier than the shows from the 80s. Like these weird pullback zooms.
It's
like,
just the same.
I don't know. Like there's a part where the white chubby friend comes to the beach in his car and he runs up and the camera pulls away from him. It looks horrible.
Yes, so we now cut
and to there's the Blossom dancing on the beach.
we cut to the rocking beach party where Lisa is jumping around like a loon and smashed.
And everybody's just staring at her. It's like, this is what we do at parties. Yeah, we don't really do drugs or drink, but we get this ninth grader drunk, and we just kind of watch her. It's our life.
Chubby henchman who does drive a rocking white 300ZX.
That's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
I wonder if it's that makes me wonder if it's the twin turbo one.
It's like he's not even that he's not even really chubby if you look at him. He's like fit by today's standards. He's like shit, an Adonis.
But he's Canadian and he talks like a Canadian.
Yeah, and he tucks his shirt in bad.
Henchman is worried about murder because Blossom is going to squeal. But he's told he shouldn't worry about it because the 30-year-old teen will handle it.
It's such a weird scene.
They all go to jail.
They're just awkward.
Or should just go home.
They're awkwardly just sitting around looking at her dance in the sand.
Yes, Mac takes his shitty truck to try to find Blossom, but instead he finds Holly getting ready to flee this jurisdiction with a box of crap. Blossom is just a bratty ninth grader who won't leave them alone. She then awkwardly dumps her box on the ground, which includes a photo of her with Safari Club boyfriend in front of a Safari Club sign.
That's just circumstantial evidence. It's not really, you know, you can't really do it.
Yes. Holly confesses they are going to, quote, do something to Lisa. And then we cut to Brett putting on driving gloves. So again, very 90s, and breaking in with just a pry bar. Because, of course, these rich people don't have an alarm.
And it's do something to Lisa again, because at the beginning of the episode, she's asleep. And he goes, hey, should we wake her up? She won't know what doesn't hurt her. Like, she won't know she's asleep, what doesn't hurt her. It's like this weird line. It's like, wait, that's like what Bill Cosby says.
Yes. Lisa and the two henchmen walk in the front door. So Lisa is now, that's Blossom, is very badly acting drunk and needs to go sleep.
And basically walking into her own mob hit.
Yes. Mac calls in and gets them to use Brett's access code to find out what he's accessed most recently on the travel computer, and then gets the address.
All right, I was going to hammer her brains in.
Yes, so cut to the house. Drunk Lisa is being loaded into a white Bronco left running in a garage. So she's going to get OJ'd.
I'm so excited.
Lisa should know better than to drink and drive.
MacGyver's cell phone is epic in this one. He's finally got the flip-down mouth phone.
When was he using a cell phone?
Oh, you know, I missed it. It's when the guy, the sheriff, is at the safari service, and he calls MacGyver. And MacGyver's out front, and he's got the, I'll take screen caps of it. And he's got, like, the StarTech, whatever that one is, that goes out, that extends out the front of the face.
Okay. Mac drives up and then runs in. He gets shot at by Brett. He hides in a fireplace and then grabs his wood and gets ready to beat Brett to death with it. But he walks the other way. He throws something shitty in plastic to get him walk back his way, and then uses an improvised shadow of a statue to fall on a window screen to make a distraction.
I guess it's the first MacGyverism of the episode?
Yes. This is when Blossom starts to wake in the car.
And MacGyver's wearing his I poop my pants. He's wearing the dad's stretchy jeans.
Mac brings Brett his way by throwing some change. He then starts to shoot, and Mac jumps on him and punches him out without doing the owie hand thing.
He really looks like he pooped his pants.
Lisa wakes up and crashes the car out of the garage and over a wall, so it's just teetering on the edge of a cliff.
What a terrible fucking episode. The MacGyverism is a shadow.
Well, he then uses the chain from the fence that she went through to tie off the bumper, and it just manages to stop the Bronco from fully plummeting down the hill.
That's pretty good.
Mac then climbs down the fence, climbs down the cliff face on some chain link fencing, and has to get drunk Lisa to try to open the door, but she can't. So he tries to get her to roll down the window, which she barely can. He commands her to, quote, crank it. Crank it, Lisa, crank it. She is finally able to crank it enough to make MacGyver happy. He reaches in and unlocks the door and gets her out just as the truck falls.
Even manipulated those words to make that seem gross.
Well, that's what is said. Yes, Lisa is now so sorry.
It's not a bad car.
And then we cut to Brett getting arrested, and then admitting she has a problem is a good start.
It's not a terrible car stunt.
No, but you can clearly see that they're in a studio and that it is not the truck hanging off the side of a cliff.
On the second part, yes, but there is a part with a stuntman that rolls away from it with a stunt person and the actual thing. And then they, of course, go back and show it again from another angle. And then it's MacGyver standing up while holding on a chain link, so holding Blossom, which is clearly obvious.
Yeah, in front of a wall.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Yes. So the lesson we learn is that drinking is bad.
Okay.
And next week, we get Germans and gold.
God, how many fucking times?
It might mean we have Nazis.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. They've done Germany, gold, Switzerland. They do it every time.
Well, because this is after the fall of the Berlin Wall. The communism has fallen, so Eastern Europe is now accessible and a new plot contrivance.
And MacGyver's weird mole at the end of this, where it's like super short and then just sticks out with two tentacles on the side. It's like dual rat tails.
Yeah, MacGyver is just super creepy as usual.
Fucking marijuana did a number on that motherfucker.
Yes. Very potent pot.
I guess. Somebody sent me a picture. Was that you?
I don't know.
Why did you reverse the picture from hanging and send it to me?
Why not?
Why is everything a picture? Your picture is a picture of it. It's from like 2 weeks ago or last week when MacGyver's hanging and he has that weird expression
on
his face.
Creeper MacGyver.
Yeah, I took the screenshot.
Oh. No, I took
the screenshot. Oh, this is your screenshot. Oh, mine's better.
Well, I like mine.
Well, that's what she said.
So, that's MacGyver. Talk to you next week.
I don't want to do this anymore, man.